Well, you know, Aaron, I knew that after this incident happened that I needed to respond quickly to provide a perspective and provide an apology. But I also know that after the reflection I've done over this period of time, that that alone isn't enough. I am deeply, deeply sorry for my actions. This was an awful decision. In reflection, I know it was the worst decision that I've ever made in my life. And it's been a difficult period of time, but I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people. I've been lucky to have friends and supporters and community members reach out. I've talked to my parents, my sister, my pastor, and want to take this to be an opportunity to make healthier, better personal decisions for me, and to hopefully take this an opportunity that I can grow from.
You do have two other speeding citations going back a couple of years, too. And I know one of the things that you said immediately after the arrest was, I know that I'm a public figure. And it's because you're on the Chapel Hill Town Council, you also work in public health. So what are you going to do moving forward?
Well, you know, one thing I've heard from a lot of community members about is their experience with alcohol. I think this is an opportunity. This has to be an opportunity for me to reflect about my alcohol use. What I did was absolutely not appropriate. It was, as I've said, an awful, one of the worst decisions I've ever made. Mm-hmm. I've started a class through UNC, a support group of folks to be able to talk about alcohol abuse. I haven't had a drop to drink since this has happened, and know that I need to refrain from alcohol for a long time to help my personal self make better, healthier, positive decisions for me.
Speaking with Lee Starro, who is on the Chapel Hill Town Council running for re-election, and again, this is the primary reason why this is such big news. So I have to ask, are you planning on continuing the race for Chapel Hill Town Council? Have you thought about dropping out?
No, I've thought about a lot over the last week. I'm planning to stay in this race, win or lose. This incident hasn't changed my commitment to this community. I think that right now we need leaders in our community who are going to do the work to engage with citizens, to reach out to community members, and work to make our community a livable, vibrant place. One of the other things I've heard from a lot of community members who've reached out to me is that we're a community who believes in second chances. I have to re-earn trust. I'm not going to do that just through words, just through one interview. But I hope through my actions and my personal choices in the future and how I reflect on this, and I think I have to be transparent about that, to re-earn trust of community members in Chapel Hill.
At the court hearing, I think you spoke to Blake Hodge, and one of the things that you said, and we reported on this earlier, was that pleading guilty was one step of many. Mm-hmm. And that was the direct quote. So what are the many steps going to be? What's next?
Well, it was important to me at that moment, at the court case, to plead guilty. I think that it's important that I take responsibility through the court system and receive my punishments for this awful wrong decision. It's hard to talk about, but one thing that has happened over this period of time is that a lot of folks have reached out to share stories about alcohol abuse in their families. In reflecting and talking to my family members, I found out stories and threads of alcohol abuse that have run through my family that I didn't even know about until this happened. Mm-hmm. So not consuming alcohol, making better personal decisions about my health, being transparent and open and honest about that as best that I can, I think are some of the many, many steps that I'll be taking over the rest of this year and years into the future.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you're not going to drop out of the campaign. Have you thought about scaling back the campaign, or is it going to continue to campaign as you were planning?
As you can imagine, this last period of time has been really difficult. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is different to ask community members to support my campaign given this event happening. It reflects upon a split-second decision that I made that was wrong. You know, as a council member, the decisions we make are deliberative. They're over periods of time. But in this moment, I think I have to reflect differently and think differently, and thinking about what the campaign looks like as a part of that.
And what would you say to community members, whether they're Chapel Hillians or people just in the larger Triangle community in general, who were, and I'm sure a lot of people were, really disappointed in you when they heard the news?
Yeah. I'm disappointed in myself. It's a hard thing to talk about because it takes a lot of deep reflection and personal thought. When I think about periods of personal reflection, this has probably been one of the most intense I've gone through in years, probably in my entire life. You know, I would tell them that I'm committed to re-earning their trust. I'm committed to continuing to engage, receiving feedback of all aspects of our work, whether it's our personal leadership in the community or public decisions we make as a council member, and that that I'm committed to doing better. And I know I'm committed to doing better because of this incident moving forward.